Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hello, Vicky. This is the second call, and the other lady could not find anything that I submitted. My name is Ron Connor. I just filled out an application for a Makita drill, handheld drill. Said I had wanted it, and all I had to do was pay some shipping or something. So I filled out the cards, and when I hit the last button, it said, sorry, it's only available one per person.
Yes, sir.
And the only time I've filled out something was just like 10 or 15 minutes ago, and I called the 877 number that I called to you and talked to a young lady, and she said she could not find any information. So I'm calling it again and got you, and I hope you can help me.
Okay, sir, I'd be more than happy to try. Were you charged anything?
Not that we know of.
Okay, then the account more than likely did not go through, sir. And it's a sweepstakes.
I had pushed the last button when it said go to the last step or continue or something, and it popped up. It said, sorry, this is only available one per person. And as I told you, the only application was about 10, 12 minutes ago that didn't go through, just like this one didn't go through. So I don't understand what's happening, and obviously getting a little more upset as we go along.
Okay. Well, sir, as long as you weren't charged anything, there's no reason to get upset. Sometimes there are just glitches in the system. My main concern was seeing if you had an account and seeing what you were charged. This is a sweepstakes to win that drill, sir. You haven't won anything yet. And if you do enter, you'll be charged a monthly membership fee for entering. They enroll you in something called a meal plan, and it's called Bites Up. I'm sorry.
Well,
and there is a monthly fee for that every month to be in the sweepstakes to try and win that. I can try and find your account to see if it went through for you, sir. I'd be more than happy to look
well,
up.
You
look
would, but if I'd have read anything like that, I would have stopped. So I haven't read anything like that. But, you know, I can't say any more than what I've told you because that's the way it's happened.
Yes, sir. I understand. May I have your zip code so I can see if the account went through, if you established an account?
Okay, 30165.
Just a moment. And what's your first and last name again, sir?
It's Ron, C-O-N-N-E-R.
Okay, let me try a phone number for you instead. I don't see an account just yet, sir.
Okay, it is 609. 457-8561.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. I still don't see an account for you, sir. The last thing I can try is an email address. Obviously, the account didn't go through. Had it gone through, you probably would have been charged like $59.89 the first time around because, as I stated, they do charge a monthly fee. The initial fee is the $59.89, and then after that, they offer you a discount of $20 a month to stay in that sweepstakes to win that gift. But I don't see an account for you, sir, so evidently it didn't go through.
Okay, and evidently something's not working, so
I won't try again. And you had, I just want to make sure you understand, sir. You hadn't won the drill yet, sir. It was a sweepstakes to win it, and you would have been charged every month to remain in that sweepstakes to try and win it, so.
Okay. Well, it did say, congratulations, you have
won. Yeah, it does say that, but that's not the case. I don't know why they advertised it like that.
That makes me not want to, I won't
exactly.
be doing it again.
Right. It'd probably be in your best interest not to, sir, to be honest with you.
I totally understand.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. You have a good afternoon, a better weekend,
yes,
and stay safe, okay?
And thank you for your help, and you have a blessed afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. You stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
Thanks
now.
For calling customer support. Bye-bye, sir.
Yep.